Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here. Getaway Friday night, Friday, October the 8th, 2021. 15 coming up on 16 minutes after the hour, joined in studio by Angie Evers. Angie, how you doing?
It's Friday night.
Yeah, this is odd. Somebody changed the lineup of the mics here, and this could explain a lot. Because green is number 3. So, who knows, the mics are fixed, and now we're up and running.
At least you figured it out.
I did figure it out. So, it's Friday night. What's new?
Well, I'm glad it's Friday, and I get 2 days off of work.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. As we head into the weekend. Now, tonight we've got a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun because we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Wilds or Boo at the Zoo, or however you want to use the zoo tickets. They're good through the end of the year, and the Wilds are good through the 31st. And we're going to do Bozo trivia in light of the fact that we've learned this week that Bozo, for the first time in many, many years, is in the hands, the different hands of somebody else. Is it in the hands, is now in the hands of somebody else, or is in different hands? I guess you could say it either way. Larry Harmon Productions has sold Bozo to David Arquette. Not even really a company, just actor David Arquette. And we had the last living, well-known Bozo on this morning, Joey DeOria. Willard Scott and Larry Harmon and Bob Bell are all dead. I would say they are nationally known Bozos. But Joey DeOria, and Joey probably did it longer than anybody else. So he was on this morning, and he was a lot of fun. So tonight we're going to do all Bozo trivia. So if you listened earlier, you'll have a leg up on people, because a lot of the answers tonight will be things we talked about earlier. And if you didn't listen earlier, what's wrong with you? You should have been listening earlier. Now, we're also going to talk a little bit about the topics this morning, because you can't get away from that, and I think they're leading into much bigger topics in the city right now. So we'll talk about that, too, as time goes on. All right. First Bozo question, though. Let's get a Bozo question out here for the listening audience.
Who was Bozo's favorite magician?
Who was Bozo's favorite magician? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who was Bozo's favorite magician? Now, the other big story this morning was Josh Daniels coming on the show, city councilman at large, and alerting us that city auditor Robert Landon had called the police on him and told him that he stole a paper out of his office. And I guess the police contacted Josh, and Josh feels this was some kind of intimidation by Robert Landon. And Josh told us earlier that if he has the evidence that it was intimidation, that he is going, I think the term he said was go take Robert Landon to Columbus for an illegal act. It was unbelievable earlier today. I've never in my life had an interview like that. Go ahead, caller.
How about David Copperfield?
Not David Copperfield. Good guess, though.
You know, somebody needs to organize a protest and picket in front of his house until he resigns.
Well, see,
you know, sometimes you ain't for picketing somebody's home, but, you know, the auditor's got to go.
Well, I don't think we should picket people's home, because I think he has a wife and kids. But I think if you wanted to picket, and I'm not saying that anybody should, you probably want to do that at City Hall. That's where his office is. That would give the people in City Hall.
Well, even in his office for the last 2 months, it wouldn't do no good to picket. At least it'd get his attention, and all his neighbors would get pissed off at him and everything else if you did it at his home.
But I don't necessarily think that that's the best way to go about this, because he does have a wife and children, so I'm not sure that picketing his home. The newspaper's going to cover it. City Council's going to get the point if people picket in front of City Hall. That's where you got to go. You don't have to convince him to resign. You've got to convince City Hall to take action. There has been no action taken.
Somebody could do it there at the Hardy Memorial.
Well, I guess you could.
You know, that'd be a good place to do it, too.
Well, but I'm not advocating that anybody go picket. But I mean, it's an interesting situation, to say the least.
You know, but whether you live in the city or not, or pay taxes in the city or not, you know, it can still affect you. You know, if you're a tourist and you come to Marion, you have a heart attack and, you know, you can't get an ambulance, or you have an accident and, you know, you can't get an ambulance or a police to show up. I mean, it affects, you know, people from surrounding counties, people out in the county, you know.
Well, the problem I have right now, just as a, and I don't live in the city, but the problem I have is that it's seemingly, number one, it's like a clown car right now. This week was, and just when you thought it couldn't get any more clownish, it got more clownish.
Oh,
the
yeah.
statements that were made, the things that are being done, these are our elected officials. And this is a speech I gave earlier in the 12 o'clock hour, and I don't want to give the whole speech again. But I, with this story, I'm really tired of hearing Republican and Democrat. I don't give a flip-flop what party you're in.
Daniels, you know, not running again.
Yeah, well, but I just could not care less at this point what party you're for. I couldn't care less who's your friends. I couldn't care less who you like. The problem with this story is it's embarrassing to the city. We've got elected officials calling the police on other elected officials. We've got people releasing statements to the newspaper that other elected officials can't even verify. You've got the auditor saying things that the head of the finance committee doesn't know about. I can just hear Channel 6's van gassing up to head back down here. It's just total confusion, and it doesn't have to be that way. This is a very simple problem to solve. Have you filed with the state? What date did you do it? That's it. And then let's move on. And if it doesn't come back good, that's a whole nother can of worms. But why does it have to be that nobody will talk to each other? This is children.
Well, people should remember all the Republicans that are currently hold office that won't speak up and won't demand his resignation, won't even say nothing, you know, and vote him out.
Yeah, but let's be fair here. Nobody has called for his resignation, to my knowledge, except Ayers Ratliff and Kai Mead. Even the mayor said he would not call for his resignation.
Well, he said,
until the money was lost, and the money has not been lost yet, for that we know of. So even the mayor's not calling for his resignation, and there are Democrats on council who are not calling for his resignation. I don't know if Josh Daniels is calling for his resignation. Certainly seems like it. So he might be in that group as well. But Josh is an independent. So you got, I think Josh, Ayers, and Kai are the only ones that have called for his resignation. And boy, we got a storm coming. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. I don't know. That's,
you guys are liable to go out every time you have a storm.
I know. Well, we don't need that. Don't say that. That's jinx. I don't know what's going on at all these football games right now. You can always turn on the tune in. But
oh, yeah. I definitely bet they're suspended right now.
Yeah, but I just, I don't know if picketing is the necessary.
Well, I'm just getting tired of it. There's got to be something we can do. I mean, you hate to have to go down routes like that, but, you know, we can't keep, you know, going like this. Marion looks like a fool on account of it. You know, if we lose money, we lose our bond rating.
Well, I do think somebody needs to ask the auditor, and he won't come on this show, so I can't ask him. If somebody runs into him, ask him, why does he think Josh Daniels, the head of the finance committee, stole papers from his office to the degree that you called the police? I mean, I think we all really need to know that.
Well, I hope Josh does something about it.
Well, we'll find, as soon as I know, I'll let you know.
You still ain't heard no more about that house explosion.
No, and I contacted them again last week when I heard about the city having to pay for the cleanup of it because of the houses around it, and the fire department's still saying no report back.
Oh.
So we'll wait it out.
Okay.
Thank you. But no, the Bozo's favorite magician, it was not David Copperfield. That's where that started. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I had a good salad before the show. I have a bottle of Faygo grape sitting in front of me.
How is it?
I haven't tried it yet.
Oh.
I haven't got through my original beverage for the night yet. This is why I don't go to football games, weather like this.
Yeah, well, Natalie was already messaging me, I need a coat. And I told her, I said, are you going to get cold?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Snooze, you lose, right? What can you do? Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, the heraldophile, as I will call you this evening.
A journal, Geraldo journal.
Heraldophile, just someone in the... who likes Geraldo. Anyway...
Oh, I don't know if I like him right now.
Just on the subject of our good friend Kai Mead, want to congratulate him on his marriage today. He married his lovely wife, Kristen. If you saw that...
You're Willard Scott all of a sudden, Adam.
Yeah, well, he's been such a good friend to the station. And there's someone, Scott, that a certain person, a little older than he is, we're all older than Kai, should take a lesson from. Ask a question, get an answer. You can ask Kai anything. He'll answer. And he'll give you a good answer, a cerebral answer, with a touch of humor, which is what I like. So certain people at City Hall need to follow that advice. Would you agree with me?
The problem is, now I cannot, because it sounds like sour grapes if I say, because Auditor Landon, to my knowledge, did do an interview with the Star. So I'm not going to say that he's not speaking to anybody, because clearly he did give an interview to the Star.
Well, he needs to speak to you. I mean, the same person who sat across or next to a former governor. I think that Mr. Landon can spend some time out of his obviously very busy day and speak with you. There's no reason not to. And I agree with the last caller. He came down on Robert, and I am in complete agreement. And calling the police on Josh... I've been thinking about that today. That was unnecessary. You talk about a waste of resources. I don't like it. I'll agree with the last caller. It's unacceptable. And it doesn't make Marion look very good. And, yeah, the infrastructure, the calling a police officer, anybody who passes through Marion, we want to make sure we have funding for important city services. So whatever the last caller, I don't need to repeat it because he said it very well.
Well,
better than I could.
Well, thank you.
But, yeah, we want to congratulate Kai on his marriage. And, of course, I'll be listening. And I'm still trying to figure out what that second dish is that you ate, but it does look very good.
Oh, that wasn't mine. That's what Angie had.
Okay. Can you tell us what that was?
Go ahead. I don't think that's any mystery.
I ate the unhealthy stuff.
Okay. I wasn't really clear what it was.
It was a stromboli.
Then... I would assume
covered
good,
in like garlic butter.
A good Italian restaurant in town, so not sure where, but I'm sure it's someplace nice and tasty with worth every calorie.
There you go. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, have a good show, guys.
Bye bye. All right, phone lines are open. Who was Bozo's favorite magician? And you know what? This is what I love about this station, in a way, is that we can talk about this situation going on in the city because nobody's talking about this anywhere else. Marion Radio became very bland for a long time. We would rather talk about music. We'd rather talk about other things. And, you know, I'm sorry. If you're going to guise yourself or couch yourself as an information education station, the politics of your city, the people who collect a paycheck from your tax dollars, we should be telling you what's going on. And if we can't do that, well, I don't know. Play music all day long? Whoop-de-doo.
You know, I know why the auditor won't come on your show.
Why won't the auditor come on the show?
Because you ask tough questions.
See, I don't... I know that's the thing about me, but I don't know... I guess I'm not sure what that means. I get what you're saying, but I don't know what I could ask him that would be so fearful that he would not come on the show.
But you're tough. Like, I mean, you know the right kind of questions to ask.
Yeah, but I would hope that people could answer them.
Well, maybe there's question about that.
Well, I guess there's a lot of questions on the table right now. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Angie, Pastor Craig.
How are you on this rainy Friday night?
Yeah, and you're having a very serious conversation tonight after having serious conversations this morning. So I thought I'd just call on you and say, Scott, if you're not going to drink that grape Faygo sitting in front of you, I'm going to head to the station and drink it for you.
Well, you know, I had earlier tonight, we went through McDonald's, and I got the normal large diet fountain drink, and we had some time before we picked up the food, and we went into the grocery, I don't want to say what grocery store, because then people will guess where the food came from, but we went into a grocery store, and they had these individual bottles of Faygo, which I probably have not had that particular brand for years and years, and they had grape. So I'm a little anxious to try it, but it does look good. They have a very nice design on their bottle, which is half the game in promotion. I bought it.
Well, all I got to say is, if you don't open it soon, I'm going to come and get it from you.
Thanks, Pastor.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. And don't forget to catch Pastor Craig on Sunday morning from 11:10 till 12 p.m. 11:10 a.m. till 12 p.m. It's always tough when the show crosses the hour from a.m. into p.m. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Who was Bozo's favorite magician? That is the question, 740-383-9944. Now, the point I was making in regard to this whole auditor thing is that you don't hire your friends. You hire the best people to do the job. Now, I understand this will create enemies, and it does. I mean, I've lived that in the 7.5 years that I've pretty well done the program directing here. I have had to remove that sounds rough. It's more just like I don't ask you to come back anymore. And that usually is an indication that what you were doing was probably not up to snuff. But I still like the people. I still probably am friends with the people, but I just don't think they were the best fit for what I was doing. So why can't politics work like that?
Politics? I don't know. But that's the way jobs are, too.
Yeah, but you peel all the layers of this onion with this auditor's story. What it's really all about is that you have people whose whole life revolves around two things. Am I a Republican or a Democrat? And do I like this person? If I like him, he's right. If I don't like him, he's wrong. That has nothing to do with the man's job. Are people looking through rose-colored glasses? I can come on the air and tell you that I like somebody I think they may have done wrong. I can hold those two ideas in my head at the same time. Heaven knows with Bill Cosby, that was a big discussion. I brought him on the show because I have to acknowledge the good entertainment that he put out over many, many years. If people don't acknowledge that, they're lying, because he was the number one show on television for 5 years. Do I agree with what he was accused and spent time in prison for doing? Well, of course not. Who would do that? But again, that's two separate thoughts. And I also don't think it's my decision to make on who gets heard and who doesn't. See, I don't like that either. On this station, this person is a banned guest. And nobody ever announces that. But there are internal things like that all over the place. This station, there is not a single person who's a banned guest. And as a matter of fact, if I found out that somebody was banning somebody from a show, that's probably one of the few things I would have a talk with somebody about in regard to programming. Because I don't understand that. We don't own the airwaves. And we're not the audience. The audience is who we're trying to please. So if they want to hear from the person, that's a whole different thing. Now, this is why next week I'm booking the pizza guys every day. Because I know that's who. Next week is going to be strictly Geraldo and the Pizza Guys every day. Nonstop.
You think you'll get some changed radio stations?
It'll be the biggest radio week you've ever heard in your life.
I don't know.
Everybody else will be out of business come next Friday.
Maybe.
In any of it, I like those Pizza Guys. And the fact that they gave me a plaque, you know, plaques are a little pricey.
Yeah, that was very nice of them.
And the pictures they took and the pizzas they made. And
oh, yeah.
I liked their stories, to be honest, because I never met this Charlie guy who ran the pizza joint. But he sounds like a real villain. And I hate to say that, but there was a book written where he is the villain. If you read the Three Pies Hot book, you're going to find out that very quickly the business flop is blamed on him. You know, I know who I would blame for the flop of this business.
Who?
Well, I can't. You have to wait for the book.
Oh, when you write your book?
Yo, I could tell you all kinds of behind-the-scenes stories about WWGH.
Well.
But you'll have to wait for the book. That's what always happens. I mean, I was telling you the other day, I found the book that came out a few years ago about The View. You know, when the show was on with Barbara Walters, it was just hunky-dory. But once she left and they all left, well, in the book, they're not so kind to her.
So, I mean, Barbara, you think is going to come back?
Oh, yeah, I think she's 92. She'll be back soon.
I don't think she's coming back.
Well, she's still with us. Thank
right.
goodness. Does anybody know who Bozo's favorite magician is? 740-383-9944. Let's throw another. We'll have two questions floating around at the same time. See if anybody can guess them.
Late night show Bozo appeared on what show?
What late night national late night television show did Bozo the Clown appear on? 740-383-9944. And that's our Bozo, who was on earlier today. And we talked quite extensively about that during our interview. National late night television show that Bozo the Clown appeared on. And, the Bozo who was on earlier today with us. Also, who was Bozo's favorite magician? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm trying not to get these cobwebs in my eyeball this time.
Well, it's the season of Halloween. Apple Butter Festival going on tomorrow. I learned from James Anderson today.
You do. They still have the Apple Butter Festival at the Luther Memorial Camp. That's what I'm curious to know. Because it was always this coming weekend, I believe.
Well, I don't know. I guess it's at the
Gilead State Park.
Mount Gilead State Park now.
You know, they redid Mount Gilead State Park. I don't know. I mean, you're not a big nature type of person, but I don't know if you knew that they, like, redid a lot of the stuff over there. It's really nice.
I'm over there every weekend.
Sure you are. I was just over there last weekend.
I go over 6 a.m. on Saturday mornings and take in all the wildlife. And
you take in and go on a morning hike.
I do.
Hike around the lake.
Done before 8, back home in bed.
Yep, that would be nice.
I heard a riddle today I was going to try to remember for this show, and maybe I can think about it during the break and pull it up. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, was it David Letterman?
It was David Letterman. Now, did you?
I heard it this morning. That's how I know.
Now, did you enjoy him this morning?
Yes, I did.
I thought he was great. Do you think he'll end up playing Bozo again?
I don't know.
I hope so. And I tell you, if he did, Chicago being 6 hours away, I would go to see that. Him do that one last time, I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, he was good.
He was good. Hey, thank
Very
you.
Good. Alrighty.
Bye-bye. Phyllis is in the drawing here. She did get it. It is David Letterman. That's what you get when you listen to this show during the day. All right. So who's Bozo's favorite magician? And we'll throw another question out there.
Bozo's favorite game.
Oh, that should be simple. What is Bozo's favorite game? Now we have Bozo's favorite magician and Bozo's favorite game. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can discuss it. I love apple butter. I have many jars of this at home. People have made me homemade apple butter. I had apple butter given to me as Christmas gifts.
But do you eat it?
Occasionally. I like it, but it's just one of those things that's not in my normal routine.
Hmm.
It's like a special thing.
What do you think your favorite apple butter dessert or treat is?
An English muffin toasted with butter and then apple butter on it.
Okay, like a Thomas, is that what you call them? A Thomas English
muffin?
Or
a Lenders, or it doesn't really matter. It has to be toasted, warm, and then you put a little bit of butter on it, and then put the apple butter on top. That's delicious. If you take two of those and cut them down the center, so you have four little muffins, those are good. I like those.
Do you put apple butter over the whole thing?
Well, you cut it down the middle, and then you toast it.
Right.
And then it's opened.
Right.
So then you put the butter on the inside and the apple butter, and you just eat them like flat circles.
Huh. You know what I've been eating for breakfast?
What's that?
Cinnamon toast.
I love cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
I have a whole new thing of cinnamon in my cupboard at home.
Do you?
Yeah. I was going to make baklava sundaes, but the rest of the items never showed up.
Hmm. I wonder why.
I don't know. Would you like to tell us?
I haven't been to the store to get them.
Because I have most of them. I have the cinnamon. I have the butter. I have...
We just need the dough.
And the walnuts.
Right.
Other than that, I think we're good. And the ice cream. Or did I buy the ice cream? I might have bought the ice cream.
Hmm. There's a lot of things I want to make. Like, I wish I could just stay home and bake all day.
Well, maybe one day you can.
Maybe.
That's what I look for. I'm trying to remember that rhyme. It was,
Where'd you hear it at? In the car?
No. It was on something I was watching this afternoon on television. And I cannot... It was a funny, like, four-line rhyme. And I thought, I need to remember that. But I know what it was about. But I can't remember exactly how it was said.
Hmm.
I'll try to Google it, see if I can come up with it. So, what else is new? What else is going on? Oh, you know what? I was going to play something. We got into phone calls right off the bat in honor of Bozo. Because to me, this is the whole Bozo show tonight. Tribute. With the whole change going on. And I played this earlier, but it's a minute long, 1 minute. It was a commercial that WGN used in the 80s to promote the Bozo show. And this is what it is. If you Google it, you'll see the visual, and the visual's fun too. It's on YouTube. Just search Bozo WGN 1989, and the clown you see is Joey DeOria, the man who was on the show this morning. Here, and this might give you some hints to some other questions, so listen extra closely. Here we go.
He's the one with the ton of fun. He's the ace with the crazy face.
He's the clown that won't let you down.
I'm focused on Bozo, I'm focused by the ground. I'm radically, I'm radically, I'm radically, I'm really focused on Bozo.
When he throws the pie, I really go about the understand pie. I really go about it,
me and all the guys.
We really go about it, on top of that, I really think it's really good to really go.
I think of Bozo, I'm hoping for the clown.
I'm focused on the night.
Pretty crazy, but I'm focused on Bozo.
Professor rocks me!
And Slytherin
Buckethead!
And cookies!
Cookies!
Way,
way,
way, way, way, way,
way, way, way, way, way,
way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way,
way, way, way, way, way, way, way,
way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way,
way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way, way,
way, way, way, way,
way,
I don't think I ever watched it, but it must have been on cable.
Well, WGN was on cable. But,
okay.
Oh, yes. I you had an at-home player, too, with the grand prize game, which was great, and I would enter that all the time. It was a big,
but you never
deal.
Won.
Well, I never was the at-home player. What happened was they would, well, this is going to give answers to questions, but they would play a game, Bozo's favorite game, every day, and you would have a player in the studio who would play it, but they would have an at-home player. And everything the person in the studio got, the person at home got.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you would do if you lived in a different state. That's how you would get involved.
Huh. They do that, like, with Wheel of Fortune or something, like...
Yeah, and that's what I used to do. I would sit at home, and I would enter, and I would send my envelope in.
Hmm.
You know, I'd have people who helped me do that.
I never watched Bozo.
Oh, it was such a good show. Good, good show.
But I never watched any type of cable till I was probably 16, 17. Because we never had cable growing up.
It was a good show. But both the answers to the questions we have were in that spot, by the way. Who is Bozo's favorite magician? And what is Bozo's favorite game?
I didn't catch either one of them.
They both were in there.
Nope, I didn't catch either one
Bozo's
of them.
Bozo's favorite magician and Bozo's favorite game. 740-383-9944. Who knows? They were both in that little spot there. Bozo's nose. That was the other big spot. I don't know if that one's is online. But that was the other big commercial of that time for Bozo. Was they had a saying, I think, to sell the show. It was called Bo's Nose. Talking about... Oh, there it is. Bo's Nose. Oh, yeah. We might play that, too, here in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Is Bozo's favorite game the grand prize game?
The grand prize game. Did you catch it in the spot, or did you just know it?
I have watched Bozo for years.
Wasn't it the greatest show?
It was a good show, yeah.
It was, and adults could enjoy that show. It was not just geared at kids.
Well, when my kids were small, I'd get up and watch it with them.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you. Got you in, Pat.
Hey, I got something else for you here.
Oh, go ahead.
You were talking about the Apple Butter Festival.
Yes.
You might give LeRoux a plug for their fall festival, which is till 11 o'clock tonight and all day tomorrow.
Is that the, the Moorang Bang, or is that just
They dropped the Oorang Bang thing. It's just called the Fall Festival.
The Fall Festival.
Now,
So going on tonight?
They got a pancake breakfast and 50-50 drawing and all kind of stuff going on over there tomorrow.
Sounds good.
7 in the morning till 11 at night.
7 in the morning till 11 at night. Perfect.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, big things going over in LaRoux. Yeah, it is the grand prize game. Absolutely. That's Bozo's favorite game. So we got Pat and Phyllis in. So who was Bozo's favorite magician? That's the other question. Here, I have not played this one, but here's the Bo's Nose promo. This was 1991 they started using this. You'll hear a lot of famous people in this one, who were all based in Chicago at the time, which is where Bozo was based. Here's Bo's Nose. Maybe. You know what?
Bo's Nose Baseball. Bo's Nose Football. Bo's Nose Basketball, too.
Nice shoot!
Bo's Nose News?
No.
Bo's Nose Movies.
Bo's Nose!
You know what I just realized? Geraldo is in that commercial. That man is haunting me. The guy who says Bo's Nose News? That's Geraldo, who was based in Chicago.
Okay.
What a punk.
No, Oprah. Was that Oprah in Chicago?
Well, she was, but she wasn't on Bozo's level.
Oh.
But Michael Jordan, Bo's Nose Basketball, that was Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I did recognize Michael Jordan.
And Harry Carey?
I did
Bo's
recognize
Nose
him.
Baseball?
His glasses.
So Bozo was big. I tell you, Chicago used to be the place to go. They had celebrities there. They had Oprah and Geraldo and Harry Carey and Bozo. I mean, if you went on vacation there, it was kind of like New York.
Barack Obama.
Yeah, but I don't know that he was big in those days.
Well, I don't know.
That was the 90s. And my parents never took me to the Bozo show. This is when I had a falling out with my parents. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead. Was it Harry Houdini?
Not Harry Houdini, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Not Harry Houdini. Who was Bozo's favorite magician? So Bozo's favorite magician.
Is it an actual magician, or is it another person like he is?
Both.
Okay.
The person was an actual famous magician. Well, what is a... I don't understand the second, but what is a person like Bozo is? What does that
like
mean?
Like a clown.
Well, yeah, but it was portrayed by a very famous magician. Wouldn't that be Bozo's favorite?
Another clown?
Well, who was on the show with him?
Oh, see, I know nothing about Bozo.
That's as close as we're going to get without exactly saying the name. There were only four people in the cast of that show.
I would have no idea. I mean, I know who it is because I have it wrote down right here in front of me, but I don't know.
All right, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What do you think? Or if you have any thoughts on the whole auditor situation. I just don't think that picketing is going to be the way to go with this.
So what's your favorite thing to do this time of year?
Like October?
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Do you like to watch the leaves turn?
This is when I take my toupee in and have it lightened up.
Lightened up for the winter?
Lightened up, well, yeah. Darkened up in the summer, lightened up in the winter.
I thought you lighten up in the summer and darken for the fall.
Well, I guess I've got it wrong. You hear me opening up the orange Faygo.
You mean your grape Faygo.
Oh, grape Faygo, that's right.
Did you buy the orange, too?
Oh, I can smell it.
Did you buy the orange?
No, I didn't buy the orange. But I have two bottles of the grape. Let's take a little taste here. That's about what I remember. That's good. Diet orange Faygo. No, grape. Diet grape Faygo.
Scott's a little colorblind tonight.
Well, it's purple. My tongue will be purple.
I cannot do, like, orange pop.
If they allow Joey to do Bozo again, I'm going to Chicago.
Are you driving?
Probably not.
Who's driving?
Somebody else. I'll get somebody
to
drive.
You know, we could take a bus.
With the equipment, I would go and interview Bozo.
Well, yeah. Or the train. You know, there's Amtrak.
You know, we should have at-home players here at the station for the games that we do.
What do you mean?
Well, like, you know, people send in a postcard, and they'll be the at-home, and every morning we'll draw an at-home player, and then when the person answers the trivia question, if they get it wrong, the at-home player doesn't win. But if they get it right, the at-home player gets what they won as well.
Well, yeah, you could do that.
Well, we might look into that.
Yeah. What other game were you going to do?
Oh, Kerfluffle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when I started in radio many years ago, I was doing an early morning Saturday show, and I'm talking about early morning. 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. on Saturday mornings. And there's not much to do during that time. And it's hard to get guests at that time of the morning. So I would play a lot of taped interviews, and I would talk to the audience. But I came up with a game, Kerfluffle, because I did not like the idea of just doing trivia. I still really don't like the idea of just doing trivia, unless it's a theme thing, like we have going on right now. But what Kerfluffle was I would sit in the room, and it had to be an item in the room. And I would just tell you the color. I would say a color, and I would have that item in my mind. And then you could call in and ask me a yes-no question. It had to be a yes-no question about the item, and then you could guess the item. And if you got the item right, then you were the winner.
See, that would be fun.
Oh, well, let's do it right now, then.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. This is America's fastest-growing quiz sensation, Kerfluffle. I used to have a little build-up to it. All right. Today's Kerfluffle item is orange. Today's Kerfluffle item is orange. Now remember, What happens is you can call in and ask me a yes-no question about the item, and then you can guess what the item is. That's how we play Kerfluffle. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Tonight's Kerfluffle item is orange. Now remember, you can ask me a yes-no question about the item, and you can also guess what the item is. One guess. And then we'll move on to the next caller until the person guesses the right item. But that's how you do Kerfluffle. And this became very popular during the Saturday morning show. I don't know why I stopped doing it. But orange is the color. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Is it microphone number 3?
Well, there's some contradiction right now between microphone 2 and 3. But it is not microphone number 3, but a good guess.
Thank you.
You know, microphone number 3 is green. Microphone number 2 is orange. And I think there was some confusion, but I've corrected that on the paper. So for everybody listening at home and playing along, microphone number 3 is green. Microphone number 2 is orange, but it is not microphone number 2. All right, the color's orange. You can ask me a yes-no question about the item. All right, go ahead, caller.
Does it grow on a vine?
This does not grow on a vine.
All right.
Okay. Does not grow on a vine. I know this is going to be a tricky one. You know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
Well, you don't know what the color of things in the studio are?
Well, I mean...
orange.
I'm looking around.
So far, we know it is not mic number 3 or 2. It is not... something that grows on a vine.
I mean, the one thing that I thought it would be grows on a vine.
I don't think that grows on a vine.
Oh, I do.
Well, there's going to be some contradiction to that. All right, a yes-no question. The color's orange tonight for Kerfluffle. Go ahead, caller.
Is it something you can drink?
Not something you can drink. No, not something you can drink. Does not grow on a vine, and not something you can drink. The color is orange. Tonight's Kerfluffle item is orange. You can ask me a yes-no question, and then make a guess on the item, and you'll be the Kerfluffle champion. The first Kerfluffle champion in probably a decade since I've done this. It's a hard game.
Hmm. Well, any, yeah, especially if you've never been in the studio.
Well, that actually makes it, if you've been in here, that dampens it a little bit. All right, go ahead, caller.
Can you eat it?
You cannot eat it.
All right.
All right, thank you. Not edible. Not edible, not drinkable, does not grow on a vine, it's not a microphone, we've had that guess. What is it? The color is orange. See, people love this game. It's very, very popular. Go ahead, caller.
Is it something that's grown?
Not something that's grown. Not something that's grown. Not something that grows on a vine. Not something that's eatable. Not something that's drinkable. It's not a microphone. What is the Kerfluffle item? 740-383-9944. The color is orange tonight. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Is it made of paper?
It is not made of paper. Not made of paper. It's a thinker. The color is orange. All right, now the brains are working out there. Go ahead, caller.
Could I write with this?
Could not write with it.
Okay.
Could not write with it. Boy, it's a tough Kerfluffle tonight. I might have to bring this back. People like it. I like it. I always liked it. This was a and I'll tell you how it got the name Kerfluffle, maybe in the next hour. But it's orange. I think we're probably going to go into the break here unless somebody can really chime in and get... It's in the studio. That was one of the qualifications for Kerfluffle. The item does have to be in the studio. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Going back to my science background, Scott, is it caused by water?
It's not... It's not caused by water.
My guess was going to be rust, because rust is kind of orange.
Oh.
That's a good guess. I was also thinking French dressing, but you can't eat it, so that's obviously wrong.
It's good guesses.
Okay, thank you.
Not rust.
Why can you not eat French dressing?
Oh, no, somebody asked if you could eat it. Remember, that was what...
You gotta remember
the previous callers to play... Yeah, I think that's what we're...
I'm a little slow.
Well, it's kerfluffle here tonight. All right, I'll tell you, the color's orange. Think about everything we've talked about. We'll come back in about 15 minutes and continue. We're gonna take one more call here. Remember, the color is orange. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Darth Vader is calling. I think there was something wrong with the phone. Give us a buzz back if that was you. We'll get one more guess in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. One more question here before we go to break. The color is orange. Are we going to get that question? If that was you, call back in. I want to make sure you get your question in for a kerfuffle before we go to break. I think we just had a bad connection there. That can happen. Orange. The color's orange. A yes-no question. Well, maybe we won't get this call in. Well, we're going to take a 15-minute break. Remember, the color is orange. Yes-no questions. Has to be in the studio. And we will resume. Go ahead, caller.
Can you sit on it?
You cannot. Well, I guess you could sit on it, but you would not want to sit on it.
Oh, I was
going to
say a chair.
Not a chair, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not a chair. We're going to break. The color's orange. Back with more kerfluffle in 15 minutes.
Cold is coming off the lake. Ramirez is doing well. And as near as I can tell, we want to send out from Smuckers a very 108th happy birthday to Billy Goat Charlie, who today celebrates 108 years old as the Cleveland Indians are pulling out of the Chicago Cubs in the World Series. Happy birthday, Billy Goat.
Happy birthday, Billy Goat, but sorry, see you next year.
Do you think that the Chief Wahoo Kid...